Hey there, God. I figured we should have a talk. Wow, don't really know what I'm doing here. I mean, I'm not 100% sure I still believe in you anymore. At least, not in the way I did when I was a kid. I still feel something. I'm not sure if it's faith. Something. You're not entirely gone yet. But you have changed. Less all-knowing, all-seeing man in the sky, and more... I don't know. It's like the way I cry when I listen to certain music. Not because I'm sad, but because... the music is just so good. And it's the same with anything, movies, books, even right now. In the interest of full disclosure, I tried weed at a party last week. I know you know it. If you're real, you know everything I'm saying, but I just still need to say some stuff out loud, I guess. I mean, I've been at college for almost a year. It's about time I try it. I'm not going to apologize for smoking the weed because I don't think smoking weed is a sin, but I didn't have the reaction I was expecting. It made me horny. Like, very horny. Like, I put my hand on my own arm, and it felt good. It was weird, but like a really good kind of weird. It made me kind of want to have sex with everyone in the room. So, naturally, I freaked out and went home, and cried on the bathroom floor. And then I thought about it for a long time. Now, I know, and you know too, there was a time when I didn't want to have sex until I was married. Or at least until I was pretty seriously in love. It's your God's greatest gift and all that, so it should be saved for your husband. And that's a nice idea. It really is. But the more I think about it, I just don't know when that's gonna happen. Have you seen the guys here? Slim pickings, believe me. Besides, my friends talk about having sex, and it just seems so underwhelming. And then I thought about something my friend Julie said after her first time. How she didn't lose her virginity to Jason, she lost it to a dildo. And my first thought was, yeah, if I'd lost my virginity to Jason, I'd feel that way too. Ugh, he's such a creep. But then on the bathroom floor, I started thinking. Like, really thinking about that idea. How, if that were true, Julie didn't really lose her virginity to a dildo. She lost it to herself. And then, all at once, it hit me that I wanted to do that too. I used to be so afraid of that. The idea of not being able to give my virginity to my husband. That there might be other guys in my past when I got married, and then I'd compare them to each other, and my whole life would just be this one long, unfair, emotional mess. Besides, I think Ugh, again, you know this. Damn it, but... sorry. But... more and more... I keep thinking about the party that night. About some of the people who were there. And I'm pretty sure I might like girls, too. I think. Not instead, but as well. In addition to. A little bit. Maybe. And this isn't a secret. I'm just finally ready to say it out loud. So, I don't know what this development means for that whole husband thing. But it doesn't matter. Forget a partner, you know? What about me? If my virginity really is the greatest gift you gave me, why shouldn't I give it to myself? Don't I deserve it? I mean, wouldn't it help me to love my neighbor if I loved myself too? Oh, that feels a little dirty to say. But it's true. And what does that even mean, virginity? It's not the hymen. Is it an orgasm? Is it, you know, just someone else down there? What is it? It doesn't make any sense. I guess if I want to share my body with somebody else, like literally let another person inside my body, I should be comfortable with my body first. You know, I've always been reluctant to masturbate. Ever since I've figured out what masturbation is actually for, I've kind of been afraid of my body. Afraid to touch myself. It always seemed inherently unsafe. But I'm not quite feeling that way now. And, for the first time in weeks, my roommate's away for the weekend. At that young Christian Crusaders retreat. Yeah, how's that for irony? So I thought this might be the time. And, I don't really know what else to do. I bought this online. I know, it looks not like I was expecting a dildo to look, but I guess, like, I'm still learning, but I don't know, it looked like it might work. And I already washed it, and, God, you know all this! So, yeah. I guess I better do it, huh? I'd ask that you don't watch me. I'd really prefer that you don't watch me. But I guess you're gonna do whatever you want, and, I mean, who cares about, the almost 2 decades of anxiety you've given me about going to the bathroom, or the idea that my dead relatives might be able to watch me enjoy a dirty thought now and then, so... fuck! Fuck. See, this is why I didn't want to talk to you anymore. Okay. I'm stalling. I know, it's just... no, it's gonna be weird. And, oh, why did I feel the need to pray right before I masturbated? That's not weird at all. Just wanna get myself ready and oh, so weird. Okay. Snap out of it, snap out of it. You can do this. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. You're not doing anything wrong. It's perfectly healthy to explore one's own body and to buy a large piece of equipment to... Oh. Huh. Oh. Ah! Ah! Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, God. I don't think I'm wet enough yet. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay. Now I can just say it whenever, apparently. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Get ready to fuck myself. Oh, ah, oh, shit, oh, oh, no, 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 gotta stop, gotta stop. Fuck, what's wrong with me? I thought it was just gonna slide right up. I mean, I thought it might hurt a little, but not like that. Jeez. It's okay. It's okay. You're all alone. You're fine. You're safe. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Never actually really touched myself all over before. Not even my breasts. I do like them, though. Oh. Maybe I should just start with my hand. Oh, that's better. Now just... Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, that's... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Holy shit. Oh. Oh my God. Oh, wow. Oh my God. Oh, I'm shaking. Whew. I need to look at myself in the mirror. There's no way I don't look different after that. I feel like I should be glowing. Oh my shit. No, I don't. It's still me. How is that possible? How is that possible? Wow. Oh, wow. I'm beautiful. Oh, I'm sexy. I never saw it before, but I am. Somehow there's no way I could have imagined it, and yet it feels exactly right. And don't worry, Dildo, you'll get used eventually. Once I get a little more in the swing of things. Speaking of which, I think I'm gonna do it again.